With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump's week-long visit to Asia has taken him to Japan, where he has met with the emperor. This evening, he'll sit down with newly minted Prime Minister Takeuchi. The president looking forward to this week's meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. That sit-down to take place later this week in South Korea. It comes amid reports of significant progress on a U.S.-China trade agreement. Wall Street is pumped up about that. Stock futures sharply higher ahead of this morning's opening bell. No end in sight to the government shutdown now in its 27th day. It's already starting to impact air travel as air traffic controllers work without pay. A controller's shortage triggered a brief ground stop at LAX yesterday.
Federal Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warning the government shutdown is affecting air traffic controllers, worrying about their next paycheck.
They got a big fat zero. No paycheck is coming on Tuesday.
Duffy said on Fox News Sunday morning futures, many already calling in sick and taking other action ahead of Tuesday.
If I don't feel like I have enough controllers or enough controllers that are focused, we will slow down traffic. We will stop traffic.
The FAA says a staffing shortage in California held up flights departing for Los Angeles. The agency issuing a temporary ground stop at one of the world's busiest airports, LAX. Staffing shortage is also causing disruptions Sunday at another busy airport, Newark. I'm Julie Walker.
Jamaica is already feeling the impact of powerful Hurricane Melissa ahead of the main event when the Cat 5 storm makes landfall tomorrow. Rain's already been coming down in sheets. The wind's picking up along with ocean waves. Melissa may be the most powerful hurricane to ever slam the island. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 241 points. This is SRN News. A new report on divorce in the U.S.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that the divorce rate is down and has been in decline since the 1980s. That sounds like good news, but it has to be considered against the backdrop of a parallel decline in marriage. Fewer people are getting divorced, but fewer people are getting married in the first place. The Pew survey also reveals that one-third of all people who have ever been married report their first marriage ended in divorce. Michael Harrington reporting.
If Sohrab Mamdani wins New York City's mayoral race next month, he would become the city's first Muslim mayor, but his election would also shatter another long-standing norm that New York politicians remain fiercely supportive of Israel. Mamdani, a democratic socialist and staunch supporter of the Palestinians, described himself as an anti-Zionist and accused Israel of genocide. New York City has the largest Jewish population of any American city. This is SRN News. The Secret Service seized 22 EBT skimmers in Baltimore, stopping $22 million in fraud.
The U.S. Secret Service, alongside local law enforcement and state agency partners, conducted an electronic benefit transfer fraud and payment card skimming outreach operation in Baltimore and the surrounding areas on October 22nd and 23rd. Personnel visited 493 businesses and removed 22 illegal skimming devices, preventing an estimated potential loss of nearly $22.9 million. More than 3,000 point-of-sale terminals, gas pumps, and ATMs were inspected. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
One person under arrest following a deadly shooting over the weekend during outdoor festivities at Pennsylvania's Lincoln University, a half dozen people wounded. The shooting took place as students and alumni celebrated homecoming at the historically black university. Investigators say they believe there was more than a single gunman. More details at SRNNews.com.